Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Nageeling. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Johnny Nageeling. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Conroy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Chase. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ken Chase. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gutteridge for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs strikes out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci bunts towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pesci for the out. DiMaggio moves to second. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. DiMaggio scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien takes first base on ball four. Williams moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn strikes out. One out. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesci scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to second. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesci scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor bunts towards the mound. Nick Ealing fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy bunts towards the mound. Nick Ealing fields it and throws to first for the out. Tabor moves to second. One out. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase strikes out. There goes Tabor. The throw from Farrell and Tabor is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Nick Ealing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nick Ealing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Nick Ealing moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney who is chasing the ball. Judnick reaches third base with a triple. Nick Ealing scores. Clift goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 0 in the game. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Williams steals second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lupien hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Nagiling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagiling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nagiling hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Clift moves to second. Oscar Judd now pitching. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 0-for-0 in the game. Conroy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McQuillan. Conroy reaches second base with a double. Oscar Judd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judd bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Conroy moves to third. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DiMaggio. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Stevens applying the tag. Two outs. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pesce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive towards short. Pesce reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Conroy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuillan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Conroy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lupien hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lobbs, who is chasing the ball. Lupien reaches third base with a triple. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Nagieling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagieling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nagieling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nagieling moves to third. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks, Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nagieling scores. Gutteridge moves to second. 2 outs. It's 3-1, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Gutteridge moves to third. Lobbs moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gutteridge scores. There goes Lobbs trying to get to home. DiMaggio throws the ball into Conroy, who tags Lobbs, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Judnick moves to second. It's 4-1, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tabor takes first base on ball 4. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Conroy strikes out. One out. Oscar Judd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judd is 0 for 0 in the game. Judd strikes out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabor moves to third. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first, with Nagieling covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McQuinn strikes out. Conroy drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws McQuinn out. One out. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Criscola now playing left field. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 3 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Lupien hits a fly ball into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 3 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Nagyeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagyeling is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Nagyeling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gutteridge. The throw from Conroy and he is out, Doerr applying the tag. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Clift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tabor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Peacock pinch hits for Bill Conroy. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock strikes out. Two outs. Oscar Judd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judd is 0 for 1 in the game. Judd hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. DiMaggio bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.